So many of the things we had all hoped to do this spring are canceled, and we grieve those things, big and small. But grief can fester, or it can air. Wyoming Public Radio producer Aaron Jones set up a voicemail for you to give air to your grief, and you answered with dozens of messages, replies, and voicemails. Here are some of those messages.
Hi, my name is Andrea Arbona. I live in Lander, Wyoming.
Hello, my name is Catherine Turner. I'm here in Jackson.
My mom is turning 90 on April 20th. I had a two-week trip planned.
Years ago, my dad and I put a deposit down on a trip to raft the Grand Canyon together. And it's a trip he's been wanting to take his whole life. So now, at 79, that was going to be his chance to finally see that very special part of the world.
We've had to postpone. We're saying postpone because we still hope to have her birthday party.
That trip is not going to happen because it was scheduled in May, even though we've been waiting for years and years for our chance. And now we will be lucky if we will get on a waiting list for 2023.
But I won't be able to travel and be with her on her birthday like I've done every year since I can remember.
And my dad will be 81 at the time. So I'm really disappointed because I just don't know if his health will, you know, it's a big trip. It's a Thai Adventure Class 13 whitewater trip, and I just don't know if 3 years from now he'll be up for that kind of a thing. So
we're both very distraught about it, but understand the need to cancel the trip.
Really heartbroken.
Hello, my name is Alejandro Alonso Galva. I go to the University of Wyoming MFA program. And my story is basically about my grandfather, who was actually the first person to die of the coronavirus in Costa Rica. He caught it from one of my aunts, who was asymptomatic. She caught it at the hospital because she's a nurse. And, you know, she came home one day and had dinner with my grandpa, gave it to him. And he eventually got sent to the hospital in an ambulance, intubated, all of that. And yeah, my whole family, from me here in Laramie to my mom in Omaha to family in Puerto Rico, Miami, New York, even other parts of Costa Rica, nobody could go see him. It was ironic because he had so many children, so many grandchildren, and this big family, nobody could be with him. His name was Dr. Roberto Galva. We call him Bebeto because the little kids couldn't pronounce the word Roberto, so we'd say Bebeto.
I'm a transgender man here in Laramie, Wyoming, and because of coronavirus, I lost the ability to get gender affirmation surgery this year.
I'm very blessed. I'm a freshman in high school, so I'm not missing out on much. I come from a very economically stable family, so I don't really have to worry about where my next meal will come from. But I think the main thing I've lost really is just a sense of security within my nation and economy, because I've seen how the coronavirus has ravaged other nations in this world, such as Italy, and kind of growing up a little faster and thinking about, wow, how the economy is going, and like in 5 years, how, when I'm going to be an adult, and what am I going to do? And it's just, I don't know, I haven't really, so far it doesn't seem like I've lost a lot, but kind of a little bit of childhood innocence.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Be well.
Those are the voices of Wyoming residents reflecting on what they've lost due to the coronavirus pandemic. Aaron Jones produced the piece.